I'm just kind of curious. This is a pop quiz. Who is the father of lies? I'm pretty sure you know, but I'm kind of curious if you would leave me a comment and tell me who the father of lies are and who, and because we know the Democrats follow that guy, that father of theirs. But listen to Jim Jordan and actually Comer talking to the press about Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden just kicked him to the curb. He didn't even show up. Hunter Biden should be put in jail, because if you or I did it, then they'd do it to Steve Bannon. Remember? But Steve Bannon worked.
And Roger Stone.
But Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, they actually worked in Trump's administration. So they had executive privileges. Yeah. Joe Biden, as they keep saying, he's a private citizen. He's a private citizen. So a private citizen, they don't have executive privileges. But he does have white privilege, apparently. Listen to this.
So hang on one moment. We've been waiting to figure out what James Comer and Jim Jordan are going to do. James Comer is the chairman of the committee from Kentucky. Jim Jordan from Ohio. Let's see what they have to say. Initial reaction now.
Issued a lawful subpoena to the president's son that we expect him to come in and be deposed. This is a normal process in an investigation. This has been a serious, credible, transparent investigation from day one. We've published 4 bank memorandums. We've had countless press conferences. This is an investigation about public corruption at the highest levels. We have accumulated mountains of evidence that's concerning to an overwhelming majority of Americans. We have specific questions in there, and I think we're going to allow you in there to see the piles and piles of documents, of bank statements, of emails, of text messages that we've worked very hard on in this committee over the last 8 or 9 months. We expect to depose the president's son, and then we will be more than happy to have a public hearing with him. With that, I'll turn it over to Chairman Jordan.
Well, I would just echo what the chairman said. You know, we're disappointed that he didn't show up. I mean, he was just across the way at the Capitol. You think he could have come here and set the question? You do it in an open format now, you're going to get filibusters, you're going to get speeches, you're going to get all kinds of things. What we want is the facts. And the way you get the facts in every single investigation I've been involved in is you bring people in for an interview behind closed doors where you can get those facts. And then, as the chairman said, we'd love for him to come public. Finally, I would say this. Mr. Biden's counsel and the White House have both argued that the reason he couldn't come for a deposition was because there wasn't a formal vote for an impeachment inquiry. Well, that's going to happen in a few hours. We think it's going to pass. We think the House of Representatives will go on record with the power that solely resides in the House to say we are in an official impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight. And when that happens, we'll see what their excuse is then.
You know what? And that actually did take place. Yes, yes, yes. When I first got the news of that yesterday, I was like, yes! Mike, you know what? Mike Johnson. Thank God Mike Johnson is there, because now this is actually happening. McCarthy could have been awesome. He could have been. All he had to do was do his job. All he had to do was do what the American people expected them to do. But he didn't do that. All this time been wasted because of McCarthy. And you know, McCarthy did his farewell speech today. And he said the only reason he was trying to bring the party together, he was trying to unite the party. Well, guess what? Every single Republican, even stinking McCarthy, voted for this impeachment inquiry. Every last one of them. You talk about this unity. Thank you, Mike Johnson. And the other time all of the Republicans came together in unity when they all voted in Mike Johnson. Unity is there, and it has the Democrats highly upset. They're all upset right now because they don't know how to react to this. Listen to a little bit more.
They should have been here today, but once we take that vote, we expect him to come in for his interview, for his deposition. And frankly, we'll also, I think, look at contempt proceedings as we move forward. With that, we'll take your question.
Why not just call his bluff? I mean, he's here, and he's obviously not wanting to sit for a deposition. This could be one chance to get to hear from him. Why not just call his bluff and see if he's willing to sit?
Because there's a way you do investigations, there's a way you're not. Everyone I've been involved with, from clear back to the IRS targeting conservatives, to Benghazi, to the impeachment people, everyone, you do it in a way where they come in for private. This is what the Democrats did. Don Jr. had to testify twice in a deposition setting, 2 different committees. But somehow that doesn't apply to the Biden family. That's not how it works in our country. It's supposed to be.
Because there's a 2-tier justice system taking place. That's the reason why Hunter Biden they're making it okay. They're giving it a pass for Hunter Biden not to show up to a deposition. But Trump Jr., he showed up to a deposition and spent countless hours in there getting drilled. But Hunter Biden, he doesn't have to because he's a Biden. And it's not even because he's a Biden. It's because he's a Democrat. Demons will protect demons. I asked a question yesterday. Have y'all heard anyone else refer to them as that? Have you heard anyone else saying, look, these demons protecting demons? It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. I drilled it yesterday. Demons will protect demons. And that's exactly what's happening. And just like the press, they're going to protect Hunter Biden as much as they can, too. There's a part here. I hope I can get to it really quick where Comer's having a conversation with this lady. I think I'm going to see if I can try to skip to it. And this lady acting like a defense lawyer for Hunter Biden. All of them do it. Demons protecting demons. I hope this is it. Let me see.
Millions and millions of dollars to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Look, I think every American has a simple question. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world? That's a simple question.
But Chairman Comer, do you acknowledge that you haven't answered that question and that you found no evidence of wrongdoing or criminal conduct?
We found some very serious evidence that you look at. No. The checks.
Here it is. This is it. This is what I really want you to see. Look at this, because he puts her. I mean, look. He lets her have it, basically. And she shuts up. Watch.
There's two checks to Joe Biden from his brother that the money to give Joe Biden was through influence peddling. One was through the American.
Listen. Loan repayments that we all saw.
Where are the loan documents?
We showed you the loan documents.
That is. You don't understand loan documents, I do. Okay? If I wrote you, if you pay me back $240,000 for a loan repayment, I should have a check going to you for $240,000.
Joe Biden's attorneys of inventing
the law firm that represented all the shell companies. That represented all the shell companies.
You think those lawyers have
What do you think? You're defending them. I mean, you're acting as a
criminal defense attorney. That's a very serious crime to
admit. Are you positive that that money came from Joe Biden?
You see that? She had nothing to say. Are you positive? Are you positive? And she had nothing to say. She's like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know. And you know what? Me being there, I was, you know, because he handled it very well. But I would have said, look, everybody point the cameras at her. Get her on record saying that she's positive. Tell us, are you positive that this was a loan? Because she's trying to say, hey, it was just a loan. It's just a loan. And he was just paying back a loan. Well, show us the information on that. Show us the records. They can't. Even Hunter Biden, when the banks were asking Hunter Biden, what is this money? Hunter Biden said it's just a loan. And they said, well, where's the loan documents? Where's the information on it that we can show that it's a loan document? Out of Hunter Biden's own pie hole, he said that I don't have any documents. You just have to take my word for it. And she's right there trying to say it's just a loan. It's not just a loan. They're doing embezzlement. You can take it off the screen. This is the very reason why I'm constantly saying all of this money that they're trying to send to Ukraine. Somebody else is getting paid. Somebody's making money. Somebody else is making money. Someone's getting a deposit every time. Joe Biden got a deposit every single time money transactions happened, deals were made. They weren't selling anything. They didn't have any T-shirts. Joe Biden didn't even have a website selling any products. They didn't have anything, nada, zero, zip. But all of those on the left, they keep saying, well, it was just a loan. It's not just a loan. They are lying and they know it's a lie.
You like the content Will Johnson is producing? To stay informed and up to date with the current events, go ahead and hit the thumbs up and subscribe to see more videos like this one. Also, to find Will Johnson, visit www.uaf.media.